Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, later this hour of the show, we got to talk about Sac State and the woke president of Sac State getting sacked by the Montana Pandas. Some of you thinking, the Montana Pandas? Who the heck are the Montana Pandas? Oh, just wait for this one. I was watching some of the trash talking that was taking place last week. I saw some of it between the Montana Grizzlies coach, Bobby Hauk, and the Sacramento State president, whatever the heck his name is, this woke college president down in California, Gavin Newsom. Must be one of Gavin Newsom's buddies. But anyway, funny story. We'll get to that here. I've got a story on our Montana Talks website already. But let's jump right into your business news. Always great to have Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal here every Monday. And we always like to start off with some good news. Evelyn, what do you got for us here on this Monday? Great to have you.
Well, thank you. Well, it's kind of a mixed bag. It's kind of good news and bad news, but we talked a couple of times about the National Federation of Independent Businesses opinion survey about how business is going, and it's been the last 3 months, or for 3 months in a row, it was improving. And but this past month, it slipped a little bit by 2 points to 98.8. And this is according to the state director for NFIB, Rhonda Wiggers. And but despite the drop, the index remains above its 52-year average. And Wiggers expressed some optimism, I guess, in that she thinks that once the full effect of our legislature's reduction in the state's unemployment insurance rates take effect, and once Congress's act to make the 20% small business deduction in taxes permanent, employers may start to feel more confident, and this will come rise up again. And and just to explain, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, their survey is very widely considered, and it's taken notice of because they do a survey of actual small business owners, and nobody else gets to weigh in on that. And so it's a pretty accurate indicator of what business people are feeling. And
that's interesting.
Price index.
Yeah. Hold that thought on the consumer price index. That's interesting what you say about how all of this is so much of, you know, the tax reforms, especially some additional tax reduction that came through the Montana legislature, hasn't seen the full effect yet. But also the One Big Beautiful Bill, a lot of that tax relief won't truly kick in until January. I think people will see it on their payroll taxes. Businesses will see it as well. And I can't remember what it was, like $90 billion or something like that.
This is House Call for Health. More than 1 in 5 young adults in the U.S. admitting they use pot or alcohol to fall asleep. Experts warn while this may be a quick fix, it often backfires. Researchers analyzing data on more than 1,400 people between the ages of 19 and 30. They all took part in a national study tracking behaviors, attitudes, and values in America. Overall, more than 22% reported using one or both substances as a sleep aid. Women more likely to use cannabis for sleep. Black young adults more likely to use alcohol. An addiction expert at Northwell Health explains while these substances may initially help make you drowsy, you can end up needing more and more to fall asleep, which could lead to addiction. Other researchers say drugs and alcohol actually disrupt sleep in the long run. Findings appear in the journal JAMA Pediatrics. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy conditions across the area today, seeing some snow shower activity early in the Bozeman area with some scattered rain showers further east towards Billings. High temperature readings will range from around 40 degrees in Bozeman to 50 in Billings. For tonight, lingering clouds as temperatures head down to about 20 in Bozeman to the upper 20s around 30 in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Now I'm going to have that song Ballroom Blitz stuck in my head for the entire weekend. Time to watch some Wayne's World. Time to break out Guitar Hero. Enjoy your weekend. Plus, man, it's hunting season. Holy cow, we got a lot to do. A lot to talk about as well. Coming up on Monday's Montana Talks, we're taking your phone calls. You can be heard all across Montana. And then later in the week, I'll be broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
Habitat for Humanity Mid-Yellowstone Valley will break ground on their 100th home in 2026. You are invited to be part of this historic milestone. Habitat for Humanity is looking for 100 sponsors, each willing to donate a minimum of $1,000 towards the construction of the 100th home. To learn more or become a sponsor today, visit BillingsHabitat.org or call Maria at 406-652-0960. Be a part of building a better Billings with Habitat for Humanity. The weekend is calling. The game is on. The party invites are out. And smart shoppers count on Montana's best liquor stores for the best deals for the best time. Get a 750 milliliter of Carolane's Irish Cream for $22.80. A 1.75 liter of Admiral Nelson Spiced Rum is a steal at $24.60. These deals and more at Lucky Lil's, Magic Diamond, and Montana Lil's Liquor Stores in Billings and Hardin. Find us at MontanasBestLiquorStores.com.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. I guess, you know, one thing I was gonna highlight for some good news on the business side, I did see that Governor Greg Gianforte has been on a big tour. You know, President Trump is touring Asia this week as we speak, and it looks like Montana Governor Greg Gianforte was already there. He had visits to Korea and Japan. He's been promoting everything from wheat to beef to coal and technology during this trade mission to Korea and Japan. And it's kind of interesting because coal is seeing some massive numbers worldwide. But yet the environmental left, Evelyn, still keeps trying to tell us that coal is dead. Well, how come it's doing so well all around the world then, right?
Right. And I have to say, every time I see one of those coal trains going out, I'm just flabbergasted at how huge they are. And I think there must be one a day. I mean, there's a lot of coal being, but all that coal is being shipped to other countries. So we know that not everybody has forsaken coal. And I have read that companies are in the United States are reluctant to make investments in coal, and you can't blame them. I mean, considering the onslaught of regulations that have been aimed at putting them out of business, you know, investors aren't going to rush over and invest in coal very quickly until they see that that era is over, or you know, they're going to take a wait and see attitude, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you mentioned the coal trains. I remember, a couple years ago, we had somebody saying, hey, if coal is dead, how come I just saw a coal train headed past my house? I think that was somebody in Belgrade. And then we got the answer about a year ago when we were at that coal rally in Roundup. And one of the speakers was with the Global Coal Sales Group, which markets the Signal Peak Energy coal from the Bull Mountains mine near Roundup. He told the crowd that about 500 trains of coal head west to Vancouver, British Columbia, and then the coal is shipped to places like Japan, South Korea, Chile, and then some of it here in the United States as well, with about 5 million of the 7 million tons of coal heading to Japan. So, yeah, there you go. There's some numbers.
Right. So, you know, the United States is expected to you know, go along with all of these global warming, green energy things. Most of the world is not doing it, and those who are suffering mightily. I mean, you look at what's happening in Europe, and it's just tragic. But a lot of that is because they've gone along with the new green energy plan. So, you know, we have to change our direction, I guess.
That's the main thing,
and I think it's done. So, well, in other news, the Consumer Price Index, which measures the cost of goods and services, rose not quite as much as it was expected, but it rose 0.3% in September, and it's increased 3% over the year, which is just under the 3.1% that was projected. And I don't know if everybody has heard, but the federal government is not releasing any other data and stuff during the government shutdown. So that might be the most that we hear about our economic growth and what's happening. In Montana, the Public Service Commission has approved a rate increase for natural gas customers of Montana Dakota Utilities. Customers will now pay an average of $60.54 a month as compared to $44.61 previously. And this is a 36% increase, which reflects an additional 5.29 cents a month approved by the PSC, and then another $10.64 that is the cost of natural gas itself. So, you know, another tough pill for consumers to swallow there. And at the same time, Northwestern Energy and Black Hills Corporation, which earlier announced their plan to join forces and become one company, they have submitted their application to do so to the Public Service Commission this past week. The merger does not change energy services or rates for Montana customers, and the operation in that the Public Service Commission will remain have oversight over its operations that will continue. The combined company will serve approximately 2.1 million electric and natural gas customers throughout eight states, which includes Arkansas, Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming. And the merger is expected to conclude sometime in late 2026 or early 2027. There will have to be other approvals too from the Public Service Commissions in other states and from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So that's
just to be clear, the merger hasn't been approved. This is just the process to move forward here regarding Northwestern Energy and Black Hills. All right. Hold that thought. Quick break here on Montana Talks. More business news with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal right after this.
The week ahead.
Monday, President Trump welcomes the Prime Minister of Australia to the White House. Expected to be discussed is the plan that is currently being reviewed by the Pentagon to provide Australia with nuclear submarines in an effort to thwart China in the Indo-Pacific region. Tuesday, the first of two big sporting events of the week. The NBA season kicks off with two games, the Rockets at the Thunder, followed by the Warriors at the Lakers. Wednesday, in honor of its 70th anniversary, the Jim Henson Company will be auctioning off over 400 items of memorabilia related to the puppetry behind the Muppets, Fraggle Rock, and more. Friday, New York Attorney General Letitia James is expected to make an initial court appearance in Norfolk, Virginia. She's accused of bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution over a mortgage she secured for a home in Norfolk. Also Friday, the best of baseball battles it out. It's game one of the World Series. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Now I'm going to have that song Ballroom Blitz stuck in my head for the entire weekend. Time to watch some Wayne's World. Time to break out Guitar Hero. Enjoy your weekend. Plus, man, it's hunting season. Holy cow, we got a lot to do. A lot to talk about as well. Coming up on Monday's Montana Talks, we're taking your phone calls. You can be heard all across Montana. And then later in the week, I'll be broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's the final week of the Kia Fall Savings Event, so keep the adventure going with the new Kia car or SUV from Kia of Billings. Yes, SUV. As low as 0% APR financing for only 48 months on a new Kia Sorento. All-wheel drive, midsize, family-friendly SUV. Plus up to $1,000 in factory bonus cash. Special financing offers on the spacious full-size Telluride, all-wheel drive SUV, luxurious feel, competitively priced, and on other popular Kia models, EVs, hybrids, cars, SUVs. Kia of Billings has the selection you want when searching for new wheels. But you have to move quickly. This once-in-a-year event ends November 3rd. All offers for qualified buyers through KFA and subject to vehicle availability. $20.83 per $1,000 finance on Sorento example. So go to KiaBillings.com for all the details, and then test drive your new Kia model at Kia of Billings on the corner of Shiloh and King. Community matters, and you matter at Kia of Billings.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordland.
A very historic gift is helping secure the future of Montana ranching. Last week, it was announced by the Ranchers Stewardship Alliance that Dale and Janet Veseth, the Veseth Cattle Company in South Phillips County, have announced they will donate their 38,000-acre working ranch, valued at $21.6 million, to the Ranchers Stewardship Alliance. Dale Veseth says, "We're only here for a blink of an eye, but the land will outlast us."
The planet's 4.5 billion years old, but if you are lucky on a human scale, you can make it about 80. So we're just here for a little bit, and I think it's very important to the community, the economics of the region, and everything else to keep land working.
The VSS will continue running the operation throughout their lives, but the gift ensures the land will eventually be managed by the Rancher Stewardship Alliance, a rancher-founded and rancher-led nonprofit dedicated to keeping working lands intact, building resilient rural communities, and advancing community-driven conservation. And Dale VSS hopes others consider doing what they did.
We hope that not only our gesture, but we'd call on others to consider the same options.
A very selfless gift to keep land in agriculture and help support the future of agriculture in Phillips County and across the state. I'm Lane Nordland.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, great report there from Lane Nordland talking about that very generous donation by the Vsets in Phillips County. If you guys missed the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we consider that our statewide hour here on the program. That's when we're on in Malta, and Wolf Point, Glendive, Missoula, you name it. But we actually had Haley Shipp with the Ranchers Stewardship Alliance join us on the show talking about that very ranch donation and in depth and what a big deal that really is. And Evelyn Pyburn, I don't know if you got a chance to hear that conversation with Haley Shipp, but, you know, it's so cool that basically here you have this ranch family donating their ranch to this alliance so that future generations of cattle ranchers can have access to grass to graze their cattle on, essentially, because, you know, you're seeing people that are just feeling the squeeze from all fronts. You know, you've got the APR and these radical environmental groups trying to come in and buy them out and force the ranchers off the land. But then you also can have wealthy out-of-staters come in and buy up the land as well. And so if you're somebody who's just trying to, you know, start a ranch or expand your ranch, you're just feeling the pinch from all sides.
Yeah, I'm afraid that if we don't get more young people involved, we're all going to be going kind of hungry at some point in the future because, I mean, there's no way around it. We need food and we need those ranchers out there. And so, yeah, I think all kinds of things like this, efforts to get kids in school interested in agriculture and at least to understand it, you know, I think that's really important. And it gives them, there's something about the functioning of agriculture that's very fundamental to understanding economics in general, I think. So, it's a good thing, and we need to do something to keep these young people interested in and giving them opportunities to get involved because it's very costly to get into agriculture.
Yeah, and so, it's really the backbone, not just of of our economy, but really of just our lifestyle and our culture. And none of these small towns would be here without it. And yet, you've got you've seen where the deep state bureaucrats have been favoring the environmental groups over the ranchers and trying to push them out. And so, it all ties in together. A couple minutes here before we get to the Fox News update, Evelyn Pyburn, what other business news did you want to share, or do you want to give us kind of your take on the still going federal government shutdown or anything else, the Mamdani mayoral race and more?
I came across this one report that I thought was kind of interesting. The Center Square does opinion polls quite frequently, and they have one that was recently released that said a vast majority of Americans do not believe the federal government should have control over education. And it found that only 11% of American voters think the federal government should set standards for curriculum and testing, et cetera. And 33% of American voters said local school districts should set the curriculum. But what was really interesting that when they split those opinions out by Republican and Democrats, about 32% of Republican voters supported allowing parents to set education policy, while only 13% of Democrat voters said parents should set policies. And that just struck me as being as saying a whole lot about the conflict of opinions between the conservatives and progressives, because what becomes more fundamental than allowing parents to direct the education of their children? And to find out that only 13% of Democrats would want that is just very interesting to me.
Yeah, that is very interesting. It's kind of like the whole democracy debate. You always heard this chant, our democracy is at stake, democracy is being threatened. And even though that was kind of this shrieking, shrilling chant that was used by the left, it was interesting because when pollsters actually looked into the topic and said, okay, of the people that are concerned about the future of democracy or democracies, where do they sit? And it was actually interesting. The people who felt that democracies were at risk or were concerned about the future of democracy, they actually supported Donald Trump. They were afraid that it was the Democrats that were the ones that were essentially undermining democracy, even though it was the Democrats that were always the ones shrieking and shrilling and pretending to care about democracy. All right, Evelyn Pyburn, always great to have you on the show. Always appreciate your insight and, of course, some of the exclusive business news that you've got your hands on before it's seen anywhere else, if it's ever seen anywhere else. That's why you got to sign up for the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet for the email in your inbox, or you can sign up for the print edition as well. All right, we'll get to the Fox News update, and then right after that, I got a message from Jeff in Billings on the Montana Talks app asking us, did you hear what the Chicago mayor said about illegal? It's Jeff and Billings. I don't know what else to say here. They are just nuts. Anyway, Jeff and Billings messaged us on the app just a few minutes ago. Aaron, you may have already talked about these comments this morning from Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. If not, I hope you do. Jeff, no, actually, we did not get to the Chicago mayor yet. Although, interestingly enough, we were talking at the end of the 6 o'clock hour about the Kami Mamdani in New York City. And Katie Pavlich was with Mark Levin over the weekend talking about how really it is foreign-born New Yorkers that are going to hand the mayoral election to Zoran Mamdani. Native-born New Yorkers are not backing Mamdani. It's the foreign-born New Yorkers. And the point that Katie Pavlich and others have been making is that this is by design. The Democrats don't like the current voters because the current voters don't like their far-left agenda. So that's why they want to bring in illegal aliens or even legal migrants as well to change the voters. If you don't like the voters, you just change the voters. That's what they're doing in New York City. Listen to the Chicago mayor erupt after a reporter uses the phrase illegal aliens. The reporter was asking Chicago mayor, about, hey, has this report come out yet about all of the costs that illegal aliens are costing the city of Chicago? And listen to how mad the mayor of Chicago gets over that question.
We don't have illegal aliens.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's from some sort of sci-fi message that you wish you've had. Well, listen, the legal term for my people were slaves. You want me to use that term too? So look, let's just get the language right. We're talking about undocumented individuals that are human beings. The last thing that I'm going to do is accept the type of racist, nasty language to describe human beings. And so as far as our spending on Chicagoans, I've put forth a $16.7 billion balanced budget that ensures that we're investing in education, transportation, housing, youth employment, environmental justice, as well as ensuring that we have safe communities. And we are going to challenge the ultra wealthy to pay their fair share. He's more than happy to look at that budget.
Let me just say something here. It is very important that people in Illinois and across the country understand the immigration system is a civil system. Undocumented presence in the United States is not a criminal offense.
Oh, get the heck out of here. This is Representative Pramila Jayapal. Oh, see, no, people can break into this country illegally. They can do whatever they want. And the Chicago mayor, he doesn't care about the crime in Chicago and actually the impact on Chicago residents. He wants to just keep plowing more illegal aliens into his city. And he doesn't get mad about the crime. He gets mad about a reporter. I think it was an African-American reporter, by the way, who asked about illegal aliens and how much it's costing the city. And that's what he gets mad about. And by the way, speaking of slavery, I wonder if the mayor heard when what's-her-face down in Texas talked about having the illegals pick the cotton.
Hi, I'm Attorney General Austin Knutson. When you see emergency lights on the side of the road, slow down and move over. It's dangerous for first responders to help motorists on the side of the road while cars are buzzing by at 80 miles an hour. In Montana, when you see emergency lights on the side of the road, you must slow down and move over, or face a fine or even jail time. It's the law. When you see someone pulled over, slow down and move over. Sponsored by the Montana Department of Justice.
At your kitchen table, every dollar counts. But here in Helena, Representative Curtis Cochran voted for a 13.5% budget blowout. That's not fiscal restraint. That's government on a spending spree with your wallet. Missoula families make tough choices every day. It's time Curtis Cochran did the same. Visit AFPMontana.com. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
History shows that every market eventually falls, every currency collapses, and today the U.S. dollar is hanging by a thread. Trillions in national debt, record high markets defying gravity, but stocks can't go up forever. Meanwhile, your groceries, housing, and transportation costs are all going up, and your dollar, it's buying less every single day. If the system breaks, your stocks and dollars won't save you. But one thing will: gold. Gold has always survived a collapse. That's why banks and billionaires are stocking up, and Americans are protecting their savings with physical gold. Before the next shoe drops, call Lear Capital at 800-957-GOLD for your free gold investment kit and $20,000 in bonus gold with a qualified purchase. Lear is your trusted source. Over $3 billion in transactions, thousands of reviews. Call now, 800-957-GOLD. That's 800-957-GOLD.
When I was in Iraq, our convoy was hit. It was bad. After I came home, I could still hear booms and see tracer fire. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
With help from DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Today I'm part of DAV. We're veterans helping veterans to get the benefits they've earned. And I give my veterans my all.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Naomi Mathis, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Fall Blowout Sale is on now at Brett's RV and Marine in Billings. Pay zero down and make no payments for 90 days on approved credit. And Brett's RV and Marine is paying their highest trade-in values of the year. Every new and used RV in stock is marked down. Shop all the best brands. Grand Design, Airstream, Brinkley, Barletta, Sun Chaser, and much more. All marked down. No matter where you live, it's worth the drive. Visit Brett'sRV.com today.
Time's running out to use your dental benefits before they expire. At Billings Oral Surgery, we're here to help you make the most of your insurance. HSA and FSA plans before December 31st, whether it's wisdom teeth removal, dental implants, or other oral surgery needs. Don't let your hard-earned benefits go to waste. Call Billings Oral Surgery today and schedule your consultation. That smile you've been putting off? Now's the time. Visit BillingsOralSurgery.com. Billings Oral Surgery. Expert care. Compassionate team. Beautiful results.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. I thought we were maybe going to have a guest on right now, kind of looking at something that's on the ballot initiative process in Bozeman. There's a new ballot measure in Bozeman, the Water Adequacy for Residential Development Initiative, or WARD. Being sold as a clever way to protect our water and make housing more affordable. In reality, it is inclusionary zoning with a pipe wrench in its hand, wielding the city's water supply as a bludgeon against property rights in Bozeman. Caden, if you want to check in with our guest, have him just give our studio line a phone call here. Or if he's listening, give us a call, 406-294-0970. But what I just read to you was a guest opinion column, the introductory paragraph by David Rand, that is now on the Western MT News website, westernmt.news. Here you go, yet another anti-development initiative on the ballot in Bozeman, trying to go after water, trying to go after your water. It'll just drive up prices, make it harder to build more affordable housing, and so much more. Very good read here. At the Western Montana News website. In the meantime here, you know, we were talking, I mentioned the government shutdown and the Schumer shutdown. Democrats are still digging in their heels and refusing to open up the government. You know, it takes 60 votes in the United States Senate. The Republicans have voted to open the government. A handful of Democrats have voted to open the government, but yet still Chuck Schumer and the far-left Democrats are refusing to open up the federal government. I got a kick out of this representative, I think it Representative Burchett. I think he's out of Tennessee. And he was talking about the government shutdown and his neighbor who gets a little into the wine and then starts text messaging him about politics. He was on Fox News over the weekend. Talking about the Schumer shutdown and just how long it may last.
It's because Chuck Schumer, he wants to cause as much pain as he can. He's got to appease that far-left Marxist base that's going to win the once great city of New York, the mayor's race there, an anti-Semitic person, communist, to say the least. And that's who he's got impeached. He sees AOC creeping up behind him, and he knows if she announces tomorrow, she will have that. That is not no longer Chuck Schumer's base. Chuck Schumer's probably not a communist. He's probably just a far lefty, and he realizes that, so he's got to have that base, and he's going to cause the country to suffer. And the shame on the Democrat Party, because in the past, Schumer could just put out something. It didn't have to be the truth, but you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, all the cluckheads on The View, they just mimic what he said, and every single Democrat could hide behind Chuck Schumer's skirt. Well, thank goodness for Fox News and a few others and these podcasters that are they're putting the truth out. Because America realized that's a lie. And I have a lady that married to a buddy of mine, and she'll drunk text me about every night. She gets in her wine, and she's blaming everything on Trump. And she's an educated lady. I went through school with her. And she tells me that this is all the Republicans' fault. And then when I explain to her, the Republicans only have 53 votes in the Senate. They need 60. Then she says, oh, I didn't realize that. These are educated people. We need to make sure we're messaging that, Kevin. And thank you so much for bringing this topic up, because the Democrats do not care about poor people. All they care about is power. That's what you see in Washington, and frankly, both parties a lot of times. It's about power and control. Donald Trump understands that. He said he'll negotiate. Just open the dadgum government. How easy is that? All you need is four or five more Democrats in the Senate to cross over with Fetterman and a few of those that have the guts to do something. But instead, no. They want America to suffer, and they're still drawing their paychecks every dadgum day.
What? Every dadgum day. I had a Southern friend in basic training in the Army 20-plus years ago, and he'd always say, dadgummit. It's like, oh, here we go again. We're going to get smoked again because somebody screwed up their wall locker or who knows what. Well, dadgummit, here we go again, back in the front line of rest. But I got a kick out of that Southern line there where he was talking about his neighbor. She gets into her wine. She starts drunk texting him about politics. And he said he messaged her back. He's like, look, we've all voted to reopen the government, but, it takes 60 votes. And so it's a tiny handful of Senate Democrats that are reason the whole government shut down. And he said that shut her down pretty quick, even though she was still, on her wine. That still shut her down. And I laughed because there was a guest opinion column in the Billings Gazette, and it was written by Tom Tao, who is a longtime legislative Democrat, and he is echoing these Democrat Party talking points now, where they are saying, well, Republicans need to sit down and talk with the Democrats. If they just sit down and talk, the government shutdown will be over. No. You never wanted the Democrats, when they were in power, to just sit down and talk with the Republicans before the government was reopened. You voted, Senate Democrats voted over a dozen times on what's considered a clean continuing resolution, which our listeners know there's really nothing clean about it because you're still spending too much money. But you pass that. You get the government back open, and then you get on with the appropriations process and things like that. But see, no, the Democrats are throwing their temper tantrum because they are bowing down to and pandering to the Zoran Mamdanis and the AOCs of the world. And so they are keeping the government shut down. By the way, which reminds me, who was it? It was Victor Davis Hanson had a great write-up, I think, at thedailysignal.com. Where he was calling out Chuck Schumer and crew for the government shutdown and their hostage negotiation tactics here. I'll see if I can find that in a second. But first, though, let's talk about some Montana news. Okay, it looks like our guest is not going to be joining us right now. So what that means is we've got the phone lines open for you. If you want to call in and jump in on the conversation here, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Let me get into this fun Montana story for you here. So I don't know if you guys were like me. Last week, did you start seeing all these Montana panda references? The Montana pandas. Did you start seeing all the Montana panda references? And then you started seeing like Kung Fu Panda memes. And the University of Montana started using pandas for their logo instead of grizzlies for their logo. So when I saw this news last week. I just assumed that this was just normal pregame trash talk. That, okay, the president of Sac State was trash talking the University of Montana, and so then the University of Montana was firing back. Coach Bobby Houck, the Montana Grizz football coach, referred to the president of Sac State as a clown. Basically, he said he's kind of a clown when he was asked about this guy during the press conference. Well, anyway, like I say, I just assumed this was your normal pregame trash talk before the Montana Grizzlies played Sacramento State this past Friday night. Well, then I saw a story at OutKick.com. So apparently, the Sacramento State president is this left-wing BLM activist who was on a podcast talking about ending whiteness. Yeah, the Sacramento State college president is basically an anti-white racist who talked openly about ending whiteness. So this is the guy we're talking about here. Well, then that same, you know, racist Sac State president was trash talking the FCS, which of course the Montana State Bobcats and the University of Montana Grizzlies play in the FCS. He was referring to the FCS as JV and, you know, saying how Sac State wanted to move up to the FBS out of the FCS, and which is just hilarious because it's like, okay, Sac State, when have you been to a national championship? Because the Montana State Bobcats were just at a national championship. The Montana Grizzlies were there the year before. The Montana State Bobcats were there again the year before that. So when has Sac State been to the national championship here in recent years? But you think you can move up to the FBS and you think you can talk trash about Montana teams? Anyway, then the woke racist Sac State president started mocking the Montana Grizzlies, calling them the Montana Pandas. Well, let's just say it did not end well for the woke Sac State president. He basically got sacked by the Montana Grizzlies and coach Bobby Houck. And Montana had some fun with the panda memes in the meantime. The Grizz beat Sac State 49-35 on Sac State's home turf on Friday night. Anyway, we had some great comments that came in after the game. You can see these on our Montana Talks website right now. Pat Curry says the Kung Fu Pandas crush the Honeymakers. Greg Overstreet says the Grizz let the scoreboard do the talking. And then my Bobcat friend Ron Catlett said this. Luke Wood, that's the Sac State president, also claimed he was going to get Sac State into the Pac-12. Yeah, pretty funny. Check out videos and more, MontanaTalks.com.
Fox Sports Update.
Here's Curry, deep triple, touchdown! We're tied again! Curry, a little airspace, that's all he needs! 38 for Curry. Nobody picks up Curry, takes it all the way!
Spicy in San Francisco. Steph Curry finished with 42 points. The Warriors won in overtime versus the Nuggets on ESPN 137-131. Golden State withstood 50 points from Aaron Gordon, who broke Alex English's Nuggets record for the most points scored in the first game of the season for Denver. Nikola Jokic scored 21 and had a triple-double. Double overtime for the second game in 3 nights for the reigning NBA champions. A rematch of last season's finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder got a career-high 55 points from last season's MVP and finals MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The Thunder outlasted the Pacers in double overtime, 141-135. NFL Week 8 underway in Los Angeles. The Chargers chomped on the Vikings 37-10. Justin Herbert threw 3 touchdown passes. Kamani Vidal ran for 117 yards at a touchdown for the Chargers, who improved to 5-3, dropped the Vikings to 3-4. Ahead of Sunday's game between the Steelers and Packers in Pittsburgh, Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers said he'll retire a Green Bay Packer. He said he's pretty sure this season will be his last. Rodgers spent 18 years in Green Bay. No more waiting. The World Series begins tonight.
Toronto Blue Jays home against the reigning champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Coverage from Rogers Center gets underway 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox TV. Starting pitchers, Trey Savage for the Blue Jays, Blake Snell for the Dodgers, who will try to become the first team since the 1999 Yankees to win the World Series 2 years in a row. The Yanks won three straight. College football in Atlanta last night. South Alabama outscored Georgia State 38-31. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy conditions across the area today, seeing some snow shower activity early in the Bozeman area with some scattered rain showers further east towards Billings. High temperature readings will range from around 40 degrees in Bozeman to 50 in Billings. For tonight, lingering clouds as temperatures head down to about 20 in Bozeman to the upper 20s around 30 in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Now, this is pretty funny. Our producer, Caden, after the show wrapped up, he said, "Hey, what should I use for a podcast title for the 6 o'clock hour of the show?" I was working on some other things that hour. I said, "Bring on the bots and the Democrat plant callers." Yeah, we had some fun in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Then again, we always do. Hey, if you're not up and rolling at 6 o'clock in the morning, download the Montana Talks app. That's when we have some of our most fun. And you can get the podcast later in the day. Don't worry about it. This week, Montana Talks is hitting the road, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. We're bringing Montana straight to the nation's capital with exclusive interviews from high-ranking officials, your Montana delegation, and the policymakers shaping our future. It's your front row seat to what's really happening in D.C., all from a Montana perspective. Brought to you by Americans for Prosperity, advancing freedom and opportunity in the Treasure State. Don't miss Montana Talks this week, live from Washington.
High Caliber Plumbing and Heating is your veteran-owned, family-owned, and fully licensed local plumbing expert, serving Montana with pride since 2005. Looking to cut utility costs? Take advantage of the Home Efficiency Rebate Program. Ask about Renai tankless water heaters. They heat water on demand, use less energy, and never run out of hot water. From simple repairs and full installs to new construction, High Caliber has over 30 years of experience bringing efficient solutions to every job. Visit HighCaliberPlumbing.com or call today.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines, 406-294-0970. We do have a very busy lineup here later on in the morning. We've got the Flathead County Sheriff and the commander of the detention facility, the jail in Kalispell, joining us to kick off the 8 o'clock hour of this show. They've got a proposal to build a new jail on the ballot in Flathead County. So that'll be an interesting conversation coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Then our friends from Americans for Prosperity are going to join us to preview our Capitol Hill coverage coming up later this week. The 9 o'clock hour, Superintendent of Public Instruction Susie Hedlund and Montana Senate President Matt Regeer with us in our statewide 9 o'clock hour of the show. Right now, we've got Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Morning, Aaron. Chucky's on my mind. Every time that the Democrats don't get their way, I don't know if anyone's ever noticed this, but Chucky's famous thing is, people are going to die. He uses that phrase every time he does not get his way. And by saying that, look at our southern border. Borders closed, borders secure, and all the fentanyl and all the stuff coming across this country, including illegals, killing American citizens, slaughtering them, killing them with fentanyl and whatever. And then last week, I heard little Bernie Sanders get on the radio in front of a camera, and he literally says, "I don't like Trump. I can't stand him. But at least Trump shut down the border." And he goes, "Biden couldn't even get that done." But every time there's something going on, people are going to die, according to Chucky. This upsets me.
Yeah, when you started talking about Chucky, I was thinking you were, you know, you were thinking of Halloween costumes, you know, a Chucky costume showing up at your door. Which would be scarier, Chucky from the movie or Chuck Schumer? And then who would be the bride of Chucky? I guess it would probably be AOC at this point as well. Steve, great to hear from you. 406-294-0970. I think we've got Chris in Billings next up. Chris, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey, Aaron. Good morning. Excuse me. It's really, I can actually watch the competitors' mainstream news without getting my blood pressure up. I was watching, CNN or Face the Nation yesterday, and they had Lindsey Graham on. And when they ask questions, they phrase it just right that you can tell what they're trying to make him say. And he corrects them, answers your question, and they just move right on into another question that pushes an agenda. And if people, all they do is watch that kind of media, that's all they're going to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. And that's exactly what happens is so many people get in their bubbles. Although I do think social media breaks through that. I think that's why the traditional, kind of legacy media is losing their chokehold on news and information because it's just too easy for you to break through people's feeds.
That's true. I didn't think about that. But our challenge is to get people that don't listen to anything else. That's the challenge, to get the other side of the story, so to speak, some other information.
That's right.
And getting it from them, you know?
That's right. Hey, speaking of getting information out, municipal elections that are going on right now. Hey, folks, if you haven't gotten your mail-in ballot, this is something that that applies to everybody across the state with municipal elections right now. When you get your ballot, not only do you have to sign it with your signature, but you also have to add your birth year to it. I filled out a municipal election ballot. It was very obvious to me what you need to do to fill out your ballot. You know, you read the instructions and it's right there in big red boxy letters what you need to do. But apparently some people are having trouble with it. So just make sure you fill out your birth year. Make sure you read the instructions when you fill out your municipal ballot before you send it back into the elections office.
From the Mattress Firm Studio, this is KBUL News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM, home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
A message from FireSafe Montana. With the large number of homes being built in the wildland urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information.
This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
You got me!
The galaxy's safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
KBUL.